Live from Duo Studios in Manhattan, Kansas.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Life with your host, Seth Neiman. Katrina Abbott. And Chris Harlan.
Hey, look, Katrina.
What?
2 weeks in a row.
Woohoo! New record. Why did I do that?
I don't know, but it hurt.
Twice.
This is why we do sound checks, and you guys do this. Okay, let's check our mics.
Hey, everybody.
I get microphone shy.
Yeah, obviously. Until we actually do the show.
Woo-woo!
And then you were the opposite of shy. You were very excited.
I know.
Yep. Anyway.
It's because I gave her coffee.
That's true.
Coffee
yeah, that is true. Chris and what's your name?
That one over there.
I actually pointed to you and called you Chris, and then I looked at her and then got confused because I was like, wait, I said Chris. What happens? There's not two Chris's.
Who is this?
What's happening?
Who's the stranger in my house?
Anyway, Chris and Katrina are drinking coffee. And actually, as we speak, Chris is drinking coffee.
Delicious.
And
mine's all gone.
So it might be an interesting show. Katrina is also taking notes, which is really kind of weird that we haven't actually talked about anything yet. I
no,
don't know what notes she's
notes.
Taking.
Doodling. She's writing down song lyrics.
That's because one of the songs that I heard earlier made me think about this one.
Hot
so I wrote
stuff,
it
baby, tonight.
Hot stuff, baby.
Oh, goodness.
Templeton.
Welcome to Life. We broadcast live every Monday night at 8 o'clock Central.
Every Monday.
Every Monday, except for the Mondays that we don't, which will be a Monday in like 4 weeks. But until then,
Monday. We're going to be solid.
Yeah, I almost didn't do a show tonight, but then I decided I was going to.
I wouldn't let that happen.
No, and I wouldn't let it happen either. I love this show.
No,
like a sheep loves wool. I didn't know what else sheep love.
Oh, okay. Goodness.
Sheeps?
I love this show like sheep love razor blades.
Anyway, you can watch the show live at duo.com/live. Very original. Should be easy to remember. You spell duo D-E-W-O-H, like the dew on a leaf. And O, like when you saw Katrina for the first time, like, oh. Duo.com/live. That's the address you go to. Watch the show live every Monday night at 8 o'clock. You can text us also while we're doing the show live. I have a handy-dandy computer called an iPod right here. And it lights up. And it's hidden from Katrina, so she can't tell how many people text us. Because
I would be reading that the whole time.
She gets so distracted by the text messages.
And excited.
But I don't. In fact, I'm really good at ignoring them. But not your text messages, just your phone calls. So that's why I'm saying just text us at 505-750-0304. Just text us, and we'll read it. We'll probably read it on the air.
Maybe.
And if we don't read it on the air, like if you text us on a Wednesday or a Thursday or a Friday or a Saturday or a Sunday or a Tuesday, I'll read it in the privacy of my own home. And smile silently to myself. Just think that you're making me happy with everything you say, even if it's you're fat. It makes me smile.
You're ugly.
Because someone knows I exist. Anyway, you can also email the show every week for some reason. Don't know why we do this. We read emails on the show.
To make Katrina happy.
For an entire 20-minute segment.
It's my addiction.
Instead of 20 minutes dedicated to us, we spend 20 minutes dedicated to you.
Always.
So don't
I'm the star.
Not you. I wasn't gesturing to you.
Oh,
I was
bad.
Gesturing.
My bad.
It's all about Katrina around here.
I'm sorry, just finished.
That's
just
I wish.
Finished.
But I wish that we could zoom in on that section of the video just to see how obsessed with herself Katrina is. But anyway, yeah. Also today the show is brought to you by drumroll. Thank you, Amazon.com. They're not a real sponsor, but this is a big deal for you people because I guarantee you every single person that's listening right now forgot about their dad. Father's Day is next Sunday.
I know. I forgot about it until I heard a commercial. It was like Father's Day weekend coming up.
No one remembers.
Coming
I remembered, but I don't care. But everyone else needs to go through Amazon.com through the link on our webpage, or there's a search box right there on duo.com/it. That's it. Duo.com. And search anything for your father, you know, fishing lures or barbecue pits and ties, socks,
clothes. Anything you want,
Kenny
got
Loggins
it.
CDs,
any way you want it. That's the
I don't know if dad's like Kenny Loggins CDs.
I don't know who that is.
I don't know.
He's got a beard, I assume. Dad's like him.
Dad's, okay, that tells me everything.
Dad's like people with beards. But anyway, so go through the search box on Duo.com. It's on the homepage. And get everything. It's great for us because we get a percentage of everything you buy, but it costs nothing else for you. It's just like free money for us.
Free money!
At no expense to you, except you go through Duo.com and click the link. And then the magic happens on the website, and it tracks everything you buy. Don't buy things from third-party people that cost under $4 like Coach Carter, though.
Can we just move on from
because,
that? Can we just move no. on?
Because they don't count.
I'm going to buy another movie soon.
Katrina's literally so cheap that we didn't even get a percentage of her
money.
Movie.
I have no
money.
I had $4. That's all I had left.
And now we have no money because Katrina's so cheap. So anyway, shop for your father for Father's Day, which is Sunday.
Sunday, the 16th.
And you can get shipping. Even when you hear this on Wednesday, you can get shipping to your house by Sunday. If you go to Amazon.com through the link on Duo.com. Anyway, today on the show.
Today.
Car trouble for me.
Dun, dun, dun.
Shocking, I know that it's happened again. It's actually not that bad. It's actually no. working.
Yay!
But not without toil. Toil. Also, Chris went to Disney World. I don't know if there's anything exciting to talk about with that, but I have it written down because not every day does someone go to Disney World, except unless you're Chris's family, and then they go
every year.
Yeah, basically.
And Katrina almost hit a giraffe with her car, which we just got to talk about that. And there was also a gas explosion in Katrina's family bathroom. We got to talk about that on the show, too. She's spicing things up here, folks.
Yeah.
Yep. So anyway, I also have the search terms. If we can squeeze something extra in here, we can do the search.
No, we'll
do it right now. No more show. Let's do search terms.
Search terms.
Search. But I have 25 search terms, and they're pretty good. I mean, I don't want to.
Katrina really, in jeans.
You can hear my paper's really good today. I don't want to, like, make them greater than they are, but these search terms are probably the best things you're never going to hear.
Well, then get to it.
So anyway, Katrina.
Yes.
Let's talk about the giraffe. Go.
I got nothing. I don't really want to talk about it.
But a giraffe ran out right in front of your car, and you don't have anything to say about the giraffe?
Not really.
Really?
I didn't really see it. I just saw legs.
Thank you.
Gonna
okay, well then talk about the gas explosion in your house. Your bathroom, to be more specific. Was your dad in there at the time that the gas explosion happened?
Okay, well actually the story goes, we have this flame little heater thingamajigger.
Flame little heater thingamajigger.
As in, you turn it on, it's got a little flame in it, and that's how we heat the bathroom, because, you know, we're country hicks like that.
Right.
And so my bathroom.
My bathroom. See, I did my bathroom, and the thing
My dad was in the bathroom, and incidentally lit himself on fire.
Incidental.
Oh, goodness.
This entire
gracious.
Paragraph is going in the Katrina-ism book of things that made no sense, but we still knew enough to know it was hillbilly. And it's even funnier because we made both of those last two topics up. There was no giraffe running across a highway in Kansas. You may be surprised. There's not a lot of giraffes here.
Really?
And I did.
Shocking.
I did make up the gas explosion at Katrina's house, but that's plausible. So I can't really guarantee.
We do have a propane stove in our house, so.
But it's not in the bathroom unless they're cooking flapjacks on Sunday morning.
How did you know about that?
I have a camera installed in your house. It's made of tweed.
Okay.
I don't know
That's
why.
That's good to know.
I
Thank
don't know
you.
What's happening. Chris, anything exciting about Disney World?
It rained. Yeah, it rained the whole time I was there. I went on Tower of Terror twice.
Katrina's so happy with herself. I'm guessing that. It rained. Oh, snap! I was right.
Anyway, sorry. It rained. Your story.
And I went on Tower of Terror twice. That's my favorite ride.
I don't know what that is.
It's a tower. It's terrifying.
You're like in an elevator and it drops really fast, like up and down. It's fun. Okay. And me and my sister do funny poses every time it takes your picture.
Pose.
Because it's supposed to be like you screaming, but we know when it takes your picture, so we make funny faces.
Gotcha.
This time we did the Macaulay Culkin face when he puts the, like, aftershave on. Yeah, that's what we did.
Chris thinks she's
It took
hilarious.
Me a second to realize what that face was, and I'm like, oh yeah, Home Alone.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's not much different from his Michael Jackson face. Anyway,
your car, Seth.
So let me teach y'all how to tell a real story.
Okay.
So my car is really bad.
With your toil.
Toil?
What? You said toil about your car.
Thank you. Not a Katrinaism. A Sethism.
Well, toil's a real word. I just don't recall. I was actually taken aback Because I've never heard you say a word of that intelligence level before.
Oh, that's so not true. I'm very intellectual.
I don't think. Is that the correct usage of the word intellectual? I think she should say that I'm very intelligent.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I said I am an intellectual.
No, you didn't say
it. I know.
That is the correct way to say it.
Shut up.
We record this, you know. People can listen. They can rewind. They can play
they
back.
They can rewind live.
They can listen on Wednesday. They can do that.
Rewind it on Wednesday.
Very
tell me
easily
I'm wrong.
They can do that. So anyway, my car. So I went to Wichita this last weekend to see my kid.
Lame.
You and your kid both suck,
yeah.
Seth.
That was coming before you said kid, and I couldn't stop it.
It's like one of those times where it was like, oh, I have to go see my grandma. Oh, she sucks. Oh, she has cancer. Oh. Sorry
oh, no
about
words
that.
Are coming out.
But anyway, he loves to play in cars. Okay? Okay? Like, he could just get in a car, just play all day. Well, he's almost 3 years old. So now he knows how keys work as well.
Oh, yay.
But so we give him the keys so, you know, he'll play. He doesn't know how to start the car, but he knows,
thank
it,
God.
He knows it goes in the hole. And he knows. Katrina, he's 3 and has cancer.
Way to make me feel like an awful person.
I know. Anyway, and so he knows how to, like, unlock the car doors and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. So my dad was going to change my oil because I was, like, 40,000 miles overdue for oil change.
Yeah.
And one of my tires may explode at any second because it's, like, bald, but I don't have enough money to go buy a new tire, so. I like to live on the edge.
Clearly.
You know?
I mean, we already exploded one tire. What's another one?
And it's, ironically, it's the same tire in the same place. Not the same tire, obviously, because that tire exploded.
Same position of
but
tire.
It's the same position of tire. Thank you for your
you're
intellectualism.
Welcome. Thank you.
I don't know if intellectualism is
that's
a word.
Definitely not a word.
I don't think it is, but it sounds cool.
No, it doesn't.
Okay, whatever. Anyway, and also, I think that's it.
So you showed me.
My car, as everyone knows, can't drive in the rain because the windshield wipers do not work. So there was a perfect storm of no storms where I could go down for the weekend and not have to worry about rain. So I actually drove my car down there.
Why didn't you get new windshield wipers?
No, it's not the windshield wipers that are broke. It's the mechanism. Here's what my windshield wipers do. Instead of resetting down to the being horizontal with the hood and being off your windshield, mine stands straight up in the middle of my windshield. Like, they're saying hi to me everywhere I go. So I can use them when it rains, but if it's not raining, like, if the windshield wipers are not on and going up and down, they're standing straight up in the middle of my windshield. Like, hello! I don't know why.
Party!
I don't know why they do this, but it's unfixable, and so they just stay up. So they work. They just don't work well.
Okay, right.
So I don't like to drive in the rain. We have 2 cars, so I take Chris's car if it's raining. It's not
obviously
a big deal. But anyway, so my dad was going to change my oil.
Change my oil.
And then you're going to look at my window. Okay? And
why don't you take a little spit? Spit out the chewing tobacco.
Sounds good, doesn't it, in your headphones?
Oh,
aren't you
yeah.
glad I got you those high-quality ones?
I
so
love
you
these
high-quality
headphones.
Hear that type of good stuff?
I had to hear
aren't you glad people you paid $1.29 to hear that in stereo? Aren't you excited?
Oh, yeah.
Anyway. What am I talking about?
Your car and Aaron.
We've
your
made
windshield
it,
wipers.
We've made it
your
to the
dad
park.
Was going
to
check thank your you. Oil and your oh. windshield wipers. Where'd my microphone go?
People watching live are just fell out of their chairs.
I almost fell out of my chair.
You can't get out of that chair.
You're stuck.
I know. I think if I fell backwards, I would
because
hit the table.
Because of the Katrina is too good to sit in the chairs that are made for this table.
It's not comfortable.
So she's literally sitting in a chair that we were going to throw away because
yep.
it doesn't work. And she wheeled it in here because it has any type of butt cushioning. And she wheeled it in here, but it's too tall to fit under the table.
So it fits under the table just fine. And I just like to recline.
It's natural non-jammed underneath the table where you say, Seth, push me in. It's,
that's why I'm within line with the camera. Otherwise, I'd be back yonder.
The camera can't see
back
you at normal
yonder.
State. So I had
exactly.
to jam Katrina under the table. And then she can't put her legs under the table. She can't.
I could if I want to. I'd like to recline and like coddle myself. I don't know what to call it. I like to fetal position. I don't know what else to call it.
Katrina's in the fetal position the entire show.
It's more comfortable.
How did we get on your chair?
Because you're distracted easily.
I don't know.
More
anyway,
easily than me.
Here's the bottom line. My kid was playing in the car, and he wore the battery down. So my dad goes to change my oil on Sunday, like right before we want to leave, because I need to get back to do prep for this show.
Ahead of time.
And tell my dad. I told him on Friday, okay? He's just slacking, okay? He's a slacker. That's why I'm not buying him anything for Father's Day. But if I did, I'd go through the link on Duo.com to Amazon.com, and I'd buy him all the stuff from there.
Just finish your story.
So anyway, he wore the car battery down. So my dad jumps it and then changes the oil. And while he's changing the oil, he turns the car like onto battery, and he messes with the windshield wipers. Well, over the course of the next 45 minutes that he's messing with the windshield wipers, the car battery dies again. And then we're ready to leave, and the car battery, because it's died twice in the last 24 hours, it's probably not good to turn off the car, because then it probably won't start again. So we start up the car, and Chris is in it, ready to drive home, which means I'm in her car. I'll get to this later. And we're about to leave, and I realized that I don't have any gas in that car enough to get us home, because it takes half a tank to drive there and half a tank to drive back, so we'd be empty.
And you'd have to turn your car off.
And we have to turn the car off to get gas. So we have to get like this ghetto container of gas and fill up the car with it still being on. And this whole time, I'm like, car's going to explode. This is my last moment on Earth. This car's not worth it. And so eventually we get enough gas for Chris. And like we didn't have enough already. And I pull out, or let me back up. Katrina, I almost called her Katrina. You guys are backwards today. I don't know what's happening. But Chris's car does not have a radio that works. So I rigged a pair of studio speakers and put them in the back seat that plug into the cigarette lighter. And then we plug our iPhones and stuff into it, and that's our music. And I don't care, because I listen to mostly the CDs. I don't listen to the radio hardly at all, even though it's my first true love. I miss your radio. Anyway.
No, you don't.
I do. I miss radio.
Continue.
I'm radio now. Aren't you happy? This is why radio sucks.
Suck on that!
So, the adapter that plugs the speakers into the cigarette lighter port is not in Chris's car.
Yeah, I had to take my speakers out because I drove to the airport and I didn't want to leave them in my car.
And her parent or sister had to sit in the back seat.
Well, no, I just took them out because I didn't want someone to, like, steal them.
So you took your car to the airport?
No one
were
going to steal
those
speakers. Those are the worst speakers in the history of mankind.
We took my car because my mom got a new convertible and didn't want to drive her car. So we drove mine.
Oh, life.
Yeah, we need to get, like, the classical music and play that whenever Chris talks. Like, because, see, you've got this.
Yeah.
Which is perfect for you and
no,
your family.
Not really.
And you've also got this.
I know. That one you should have played earlier.
And you've got this one here. And you've also got this one. And you know what I just remembered? What?
My sound effects.
Well, you mean these over here?
We do talk about that last year, didn't we?
Anyway, and I've got this music. Chris doesn't have any music.
I don't.
We have to get her some rich entitled music.
But that would also include incorporating her in our show.
That's true.
Are we ready for that level?
We don't want to nest her in yet,
that's
do
true.
We?
That's true. We don't want her taking over.
Anyway, back to the story, because this segment's gone on way too long.
I know, yeah, right? Like 15 minutes.
When we were talking about how shortening these first segments, we could get like the search term. It's not happening.
It's actually
not working.
Fault.
It's not
I have
working.
Too much caffeine. You're too distracted.
Okay. Anyway, so...
Speakers are out of the car.
Speakers are gone. That means no music through the speakers. Not a big deal. I have my iPod headphones. So,
because that's safe to drive with.
Well, I'm going to be on the highway. It's basically straight away the entire way. It's not a big deal. Also, as loud as I listen to music, there's not really much of a difference. So I'm driving out of the thing. I've got a podcast going. And I'm probably two minutes outside of my parents' house. And I pause my music real quick. And then when I unpause it, it doesn't come back on. I know. So I'm like, no big deal. Headphone probably slipped out, whatever. Because, you know, I can pause and unpause things for my headphones because, you know, Apple products are amazing.
I know. Right?
So then I pulled my iPhone out of the cup holder where it was, and it didn't turn on.
Oh, no.
At all. The entire trip home. 2.5 hours.
Of silence.
Of silence.
That's killing for anyone, especially you.
Well, I'm okay with myself about... It was just really boring.
Yeah.
It was just really boring. I've made that trip so many times, it wasn't that bad. Because I've been making that... I've probably made that trip 30 times now in my life. So, it's not terrible. But it was made worse because of the fact that Chris set her cruise control on, like, 70 instead of 80.
I set my cruise control on 80.
her cruise control. I had my cruise control on 80, and I looked behind me at one point, and she was 3 miles behind me.
I have my cruise control on 80.
And because of her tire, I didn't want, and my phone was dead, I had to keep her in my sights the entire time in case her tire blew out, because there was no way for her to call me, and there was no way for me to tell her that my phone died, because we were already on the road, and I couldn't have her stop the car because the battery would die. So we had to just drive, and I had to pray to God that nothing went wrong. And the entire time, because Chris was like driving super slow, I was
going 80. My cruise was set on 80.
Because Chris was going super slow, I could see her behind me the entire time, just jamming to her music.
I almost fell asleep twice. Yeah. So I had to dance so I wouldn't fall asleep, because I only got 3 hours of sleep the night before to catch my plane.
And then you know what it sounded like inside of my car? The entire time. 2.5 hours of this. That sucks. Yeah. And then here's Chris. That's probably not the stripper music.
No, that wasn't the best music.
That's not the good. That's my music.
This is what Chris was jamming to. Katrina, everything on here is your music. Except this.
No, I like this one.
Yeah, but you're not Jewish. You can't play it. This right here.
No.
Definitely
don't even.
Music.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you're thinking about this one?
Oh, shit. God damn it. I was expecting that the whole time, the last three songs.
Okay, anyway. So, that's my car. We made it back safely, though.
Yeah.
And I drove it today to work and everything, and everything's working great. So, but I know the second that I stop worrying about my car is the second it's going to break.
Yeah.
Of course.
So, I'm always got it. I've always got my eye on it.
Where is it right now?
It's in the parking lot.
Are you sure?
No. But if someone stole the insurance money, so I don't care. Please steal my car. That would be great. So I'm going to buy a Yugo, because if it's been working since the 1980s, it'll keep working on now. I'm not vain about cars. I don't care what I'm driving. Okay?
It's a nice story. It's a lovely story.
Should we take a break now?
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, please. That was a great story. Let's break.
This is life.
I tell you guys, if you don't watch the show live,
you're missing out.
You really miss out on so much stuff. I won't tell you what we were doing, because it's reserved for live listeners or people who buy the show at $1.29 and get the video.
Get the video.
Yeah, but it's hilarious. So anyway,
hilarity.
Okay, welcome back to life.
Life.
You know what I stopped doing, and I don't know why I stopped doing it.
Not talking
the date.
Today is.
Well, the show will air on
Wednesday,
June 13th.
Congratulations.
And usually I said at the beginning, I don't know why I stopped saying that, but this is, if we're just going to go through the rounds, this is episode 19, so we've only got like 3 episodes left before we've crossed my threshold.
Yes!
I need to go back and check the records with the historians that work here at Duo, which is me, and make sure that I'm right about this,
yourself.
But I'm pretty sure 21 is the highest episode count we've ever done.
That's ironic.
So I think 3 episodes, the next one, and then the one after that will be the first time I've ever done a 20-second episode of any show. However,
you're gonna jinx it.
As a caveat.
I don't care.
As an exception to this rule.
Thank you.
We did an episode 000 beta show before we knew the name and all that stuff. That's when we discovered that Dwight Howard was a huge fan of mine.
Oh yeah, that's
which
right.
I like to bring up all the time.
And that was when I was still getting used to like microphone speak.
That's right. So we do. This is technically the 20th episode on the feed, but it's episode 19. So depending on how you look at it, we could quit the week after next or 2 weeks after next.
Let's never. Side note, random fact, did you just realize how like intuitive we are? Like
that'll happen.
Like the bantering and everything.
That'll happen.
It's just weird.
As we get to 20 episodes, 20 hours we've spent talking to each other now.
It's been more than that.
Well, yeah, but like
we also do bonus shows.
We know for sure that 20 hours
we spent talking to
each other. We should start doing bonus shows again sometime.
I need a Rock Band, so you need to get that stuff.
Yeah,
so
well
that.
Listeners, buy us Rock Band on Amazon.com.
You'd have to give me your address.
I can do that if you buy us Rock Band. I'll give you my address.
Okay.
I don't have a problem with that. Anyway, so welcome
or
to segment two.
Segment two. What's on the schedule? What matters?
Let's do dealer's choice.
Dealer's choice.
We can do what matters to us.
What's
and
dealer's choice?
Who's happy with their articles today? Because I've got. Okay, so all three of us are happy with our articles. Or we can do the search term.
Ooh,
we
do
could
search
also
terms.
Table the search terms till next week because they're not going anywhere. However, these stories may be stale.
I'm stuck.
Let's see if how good our conversations get to what matters to us.
And see if we get to search.
And
well,
see
then,
if
shut
we
up
just
let's
get
do it.
To search. Okay, fine. Patented fade out.
Love it.
Yep. Okay. What music? Yeah. I think I played this music for our thing.
I don't remember. Yes.
No, I think it was this one.
I
think it was this.
We'll just go with this.
Okay, I went first last time, so I'll go.
No, we
left.
Played rock, paper, scissors.
I know. Oh, again? Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Every time. It's a tradition.
It's a tradition.
Because we've done it once. Okay, here we go. Boom, boom, boom. All three of us did scissors. All three of us did scissors. Okay. Okay, Chris cuts me, and Katrina crushes Chris. So
it's a three-way tie because your paper trumps raw.
I think that means you go last.
No, paper trumps raw.
Oh, what's
paper
happening?
Covers.
Oh.
It's a three-way tie.
You know, kindergartners understand the rules of the rock, paper,
why
scissors.
Why do you think Chris and I told you how it was?
But I don't. Okay, let's do it again. Okay, let's try this again. One, two, three. Okay, Katrina wins.
No, Katrina wins.
Okay.
I have
no
paper.
One do scissors. No one do scissors. Let's just do all rocks. All of us do rock. Okay, let's try this again. Here we go. One, two, three, four. Are you kidding me? We all three did a different one again. Okay. Dur. Okay.
Yay!
We all three did paper now. We literally had a draw every time. I'm gonna guess that's paper. Okay, let's see. Here we go.
Last one.
One, two, three, boom. Are you kidding? All three of us did scissors.
Okay, then you go first. Just you go first.
We're gonna do this right. It's a tradition! Okay? It's a tradition. Okay, I win. That means I go last. I had scissors.
I won last time I went first.
No, whoever wins goes last, remember? Because we made fun of it last week.
Whatever, let's go.
Okay, ready, Katrina?
All right. Okay, Chris gets to go second. That means Katrina goes first.
I don't
want to
go first.
Well, you should have played better Truth or Dare, which is the only game that popped into my head.
Okay, so what matters to me, first off, I have my little mini rant, and that's Octomom. Do you remember her?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How can we forget?
The lady who, like, purposely in vitroed 8 embryos and had 8 kids, and she was national news.
And then
like,
said she's never going to do a porno and then is now doing one. That lady. Oh, did I just totally bogart
yeah,
your story?
Because totally.
That story is like 8 months old.
No, well, I just heard
or
about
nine.
It. I heard about it like 30 on this weekend that she's now a stripper in Miami and she's going to do a show like every Friday night or something. I'm
yeah.
Like, really? What the hell happened to your kids?
She got to pay the bills. She got to pay the bills.
Okay, anyway, so that just pisses me off. Like, Octomom, like, purposely, like, whatever.
Yeah, Octomom.
So,
Katrina's mad at you. You're
the
right.
Real story
she's looking
is.
At you.
The real story is, and you probably heard about this too, there was a, I don't know who he is, some faculty member at a high school graduation. And during the high school graduation, he goes on this spiel about how unimportant these high school students are and how unspecial they are. And it's just, I don't know, I thought it was really cool. A lot of people are upset that, you know, how dare you tell these children they're not special and they're not unique and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I'm like, I think it's really cool because he kind of, like, he refers to your gowns how unspecial they are. Like, it's one size fits all, you're tall, you're short, you're male, female, you know, fat, skinny, etc.
Okay, did he say that they weren't or that they were special?
They were not special. There's
okay.
Nothing special
so
or unique
like
about them.
So you like that he said that.
Exactly.
Why is that?
I don't know. It's just, like, he...
You don't know.
I just think it's cool because he goes on to say, like, how you've been pampered, doted upon, bubble wrapped, how you've been sheltered in a way, and now that you've graduated high school, like, you've entered the real world.
But
like,
how
no
do
one's
you
gonna...
know they've been pampered? Like...
He
what
probably
if,
teaches at some prep school.
Well, yeah, but what if both their parents died? Or what if, like, I mean...
It's more so, like...
It's hard to say that
these
kids have
been
pampered.
It's more so with,
pampered,
like,
that,
when you compare high school to college or high school to, like I said, an everyday job, like, you can't get away with as much as you do
maybe,
in high school. Like,
maybe
if you're late to class, you're late to class.
Maybe it's because they're old enough now
you can
to
be
not
real with
need
them.
To be pampered.
Exactly.
Because,
right.
Honestly, there are very few people in this world that are special.
No, this gets better. So he goes on, he's just like, I just have a bunch of quotes. It's like, you're nothing special or exceptional. Those are just pointless ones. Sorry, there's other like random facts that I was going to talk about. They're pointless. It's like there's 3.2 million graduates on, you know, I think it's in the world, or at least in the United States. It's like 3,700 presidents, 3,700 valedictorians. Like, you're not special just because you're a valedictorian. Like, there's thousands of them. 37. You are one in a, like, let's say you're one in a million on a plan of 6.8. That still means there's 7,000 of you running around. I think that's cool.
Okay, yeah. Makes sense.
If everyone is special, no one is. If everyone gets a trophy, like, there's nothing unique about it.
I agree with that.
Exactly. That's the way I think. I just think it was really cool because it wasn't like, you're not special, you're worthless. It was, you're not special.
Well, this was a graduation speech? Is that what that was? Okay, I approve.
I do too. I think it's really
because
cool.
Because the kids, I think, do need to hear that before they go out into college and think that they're, you know, the greatest thing ever.
My favorite quote, and I'll end with this one.
I think a lot of college athletes should hear that every once in a while.
Yeah.
My favorite quote is, he puts, recognize how little you know now at the moment. Today is just the beginning. From where you can go, from where you go now is what matters.
Well, that's good advice.
Yeah. Exactly.
And that's good. Ends it on a happy note.
However, like, kids will not listen to that garbage.
Of course not.
No.
High school graduate,
no.
You're sitting there waiting to go home.
Yeah.
And eat cake
audience.
And ice cream.
Well, and they all think that they're special.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
Well, no one wants, like, I feel like at that age, you think that's such an important moment and no one wants to hear someone tell you it's not.
It's true.
It's not.
Kind of an achievement at the time.
But
I
at
hated
that
it.
Time,
I spilled
you
Dr.
Didn't
Pepper
want
to... on my diploma like a week after I had
I cried at my graduation.
I didn't. Sarah,
I didn't.
Sarah, my ex-wife, was valedictorian.
That's weird.
Yeah, I think I slept through her speech.
Only reason I cried
was smart.
I got a scholarship that I really wanted, and I, for some reason, like, it sounded like I wasn't going to get it, and it was
And I just
important.
Skipped college because I thought I was special.
Because you are special.
I am, right?
And it's just like, don't do anything unless you absolutely love it. Like, put your heart into everything you do,
and
life, family,
that's like
time.
The advice that I spew at everybody after I drink too much.
That is true.
What was it? Oh, yeah.
How many times have I told you I just want you to be happy, Katrina, when I'm drinking? How many times have I told you that?
How many times have I been over here venting about my problems?
I don't remember because I was too drunk.
it's about the same number, I'll tell you that much.
All I know is that one night we listened to Drake, and I was just telling Katrina that
and
I just wanted
people?
Her to be happy, and I may have texted Kid Craddock and asked for Drake's phone number.
And then you had no idea why he texted you the next day with a no.
With no, he didn't have it. And Katrina comes up to me and goes, what did Kid Craddock say to you? And I was like, what are you talking about? She's like, you texted him for Drake's phone number. I'm like, are you kidding me?
It was a good night.
Probably shouldn't have done that.
It was a good night.
Shouldn't do Kay. Things when you're drinking.
Who's next?
Oh, well. Who Chris
next?
Is next.
Okay.
This is the same order we went last time.
No, it's not.
I went last time.
It's That'd right.
Fine.
Okay. We almost didn't include her, but then she had the soda story.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. I only know these facts because I listened to the show this afternoon.
Oh, fair enough. Okay. Okay, Chris, continue.
Okay.
Start.
So, today, I was watching the Colbert Report.
Lame.
It's a good show. Anyway, so there's in Arkansas, in a town called Bald Nub.
That doesn't sound wrong.
It's where Sarah's family's from, actually.
There is less than 3,000 people. And the pastor of this church and some of the congregation and just some people in the town decided that they didn't like that the senior citizens were playing bingo. Because it's gambling.
Bingo? How's bingo gambling? You don't
well,
they
bet
were betting
on.
Their false teeth,
well,
Katrina.
They all bring a dollar to play. And then that money goes to help other senior citizens.
That's not gambling.
Right. It's
That's
called
charity.
Charitable gambling is
oh,
what
okay.
it's called. But
okay.
every state except...
Can we set up a game like that for me? Charitable gambling for Seth's benefit?
As long as I get some of the proceeds.
Well, we'll win. We'll rig it.
Yeah.
Listeners, we're going to play a poker game. It's not rigged at all. Wink. And me and Katrina are going to pocket all the cash.
Yes!
Sign up today at duo.com/poker.
3/4 and 1/4?
Okay, sure.
Okay. Because then you aren't going to split it 50-50, you're a Jew.
You're lucky you get one penny.
I know, right?
I will give it to you in duo dollars.
Oh, crap.
And one duo dollar is worth 1/10 of a penny.
I was going to say, that's like nothing. Sorry, the gambling
yeah.
thing.
Yeah. So, well, they also would bring things like homemade cookies or laundry detergent or something small that other people, like other senior citizens, wanted.
Of course they did.
Well,
because they're old.
Well, yeah, but they got out and they got to socialize and like hang with their friends.
That's what they need.
Right. Well, they can't anymore because they banned bingo in the town.
How can they ban bingo? Like the mayor
they
vetoed it?
They shut down the bingo parlor.
There's a parlor? I love that she used parlor, which is just relevant to old people.
Well, yeah, exactly. Parlor is a word that old people know. Like, what's a bingo batless? I don't know what you call bingo.
Bingo bar. How about a bingo bar?
Bingo bar is pretty cool.
I know. That sounds fun.
We could start an
can
actual
we do a bingo bar.
Bar
the next?
Let's go to Aggieville and start a business
bingo
called Bingo bar.
Bar
right now.
We still have to wait a year.
Yeah, we'll kick her out.
Okay.
You're 18 not- to enter.
Nope.
21 to play.
18 to enter, 21 to drink, 47 to participate. I wanted to aim for a higher number, like a senior citizen number, 47. But 47 is the age I'll be dead at. So that's old
Fair
for me.
Enough.
Yeah.
You'll be a senior citizen.
So anyway, old people can't play bingo no more.
I was sad.
I would like personally to invite all those old people to my house to play bingo.
From where was it again? Arkansas?
Bald Nub.
Bald.
Are you sure we want them? We sure we want them people? Them hillbillies?
They looked very nice on the Colbert report.
Have you guys ever heard my impression of Sarah's brother's brother? Sarah's
aunt?
Dad's brother, which is, I think, his uncle?
No. Yes.
Yes.
Seth doesn't know his people.
I don't know how
like,
relations.
Family relations.
How the
here's
he's
my impression.
He's like, that's my cousin.
Give me a sentence to say, and I will translate it into how he would say it. Just something, you know, casual.
Hi, Katrina. How are you today?
My cat ran away with my dog.
That's exactly what he would sound like.
I know someone who talks like that.
He'd come up to me and he'd be like, because it was the first time I met him. He's like, I think he said, hi, Seth. It's nice to meet you. I'm glad you finally made it down here.
That's actually exactly how someone.
It's a good
my neighbor
impression.
Talks.
It's like one of my only impressions I can do.
Wow.
It's highly
accurate. Very impressed.
What's your news story?
What matters to me? I have two things that matter to me this week.
Oh.
One of them I'm saving for last because it's actually something that matters to me.
That was a bad point.
The second one is just, the first one is just something that I think is hilarious.
Okay. I'm listening.
Another celebrity got their cell phone hacked today.
Oh, goodness.
Who's that?
Let's play a guessing game to see who it is.
Drake.
No. We'll play Who Am I? Ask me questions.
Male or female?
Female.
Blonde hair or short hair? Okay, never mind. What color hair?
Black.
Older or younger celebrity?
Younger celebrity.
Katy Perry.
Kim Kardashian.
Closer.
Khloe.
Not Kardashian.
Oh.
But closer in pop, in like the demographic.
Okay.
And skin color. Not racist.
Okay, wait. Like celebrity, like music, actress, unknown.
Actress, like Kim Kardashian, is an actress.
Okay.
Reality star.
Okay.
J-Well. Snooki.
Close. Snooki. Snooki's nude body has graced the internet.
Oh my god.
Oh goodness.
It's still
gracious.
Working somehow. But yeah. So her cell phone got hacked. And
we're
if you want to see
later.
If you want to I about made a really inappropriate joke. I'm gonna mute the microphones. So anyway.
That's funny.
Yeah, it was funny. I should have left that in for the paid people, but I didn't feel like editing this episode.
No.
It's too much work. But anyway, so Snooki is naked online. If you want to go find it, feel free. I looked.
It's like a roly poly.
I'll look. It wasn't that bad. My comment I'll make is she's orange.
Yeah.
Video lighting and, like, or not video lighting, like lighting in your house generally makes things yellowish. So it's like orange on orange. So if you want to see an orange nude.
Remind me. I want to see the picture.
I'll bring it up for you.
Okay. Continue.
Now what really matters to me.
Apple.
You ready for this?
Yeah.
Lady Gaga struck by a pole during her New Zealand concert.
What? Like, what? Like, fell?
Lady Gaga has been struck on the head by a pole while performing in a concert in New Zealand.
Oh, goodness gracious.
The singer was hit Sunday during the third of three shows in Auckland. Clips posted online show a backup performer accidentally striking Gaga in the head with a set prop while removing it from central stage. Gaga, this is where it gets good, holding a mock machine gun, staggers and rubs her head before briefly leaving the stage.
Wow.
However, she continued the show, which was part of a world tour. Apparently, she has a concussion, but it's gonna be okay.
Dude, so are you done with that? Because that reminds me of something.
Yeah, go for it.
I think it's weird. Like, there's a lot of stuff that's been happening on tours. Like, Justin Bieber had, like, what was it? He's had, of course, all of his concerts have been sold out, but everywhere he goes, like, there's been an incident. Like, he had an incident with paparazzi. The next place he went, there was an incident with all the
paparazzi.
Fans. And a bunch of girls had, like, heat stroke because they were waiting in line or something. I don't know.
It's like the Beatles.
And Nicki Minaj, this was 2-3 weeks ago, one of her, not backup dancers?
Posses.
But yeah, anyway. Someone in her clan. There's two guys.
Don't say clan.
Okay, fine. Anyway, in her backup dancers, I'll put it correctly.
Okay.
Raped two girls
oh,
and killed
goodness.
One of them.
This is like the cancer thing again. We were just making fun of it. Now a girl's been raped and murdered.
Exactly. And it was in like, it was somewhere in Asia or
it's pretty
that
messed
general
up.
Area.
Well, that's probably legal over there.
But anyway, so that happened.
that's pretty messed up.
I know. I think it's weird. Yeah. It's all on tours.
Thanks for taking the hilarious thing about Lady Gaga getting ahead with a
no
pole
problem.
And turning into rape.
Hey, I mentioned razor blades earlier. Might as well
appreciate
keep
that. So on that happy and cheerful note.
Yep. Let's take a break.
Let's
commercial.
Go to break. All right. We'll be right back with stuff that's not rape.
This is life.
Welcome back to Life.
Life.
Happy that you're joining us, whether you're watching us live or you're listening on Wednesday. Appreciate it. How was that? Was that sincere?
Appreciate it.
Sure.
Okay. Anyway, I want to mention, because this show reminded me, before every episode of Life that we do live, starting at 7 o'clock, we do an hour of music called Duo Radio. I don't really promote it, but it is the best mix. And you could listen to it if you want. And every once in a while, I sit in here and I talk up records.
Yeah, right.
I did it once.
Today for like a second.
And I did say every once in a while.
Ah, touche. Yeah. Oh, look at you and your pun with words.
Wordsmith over here. But anyway, I just remind me because I played this song earlier. But we do Duo Radio. We do Duo Radio. And if you want to tune in at 7 o'clock before Life and jam out with us, feel free. So I just want to mention that. Also, there was something else I'm going to mention, but I don't remember what it was. Oh, text us. We should mention that more during the show, because people who are joining us right now, although it's on the screen, they may not realize that we're actually inviting them to text us at this exact second.
Do it.
So go ahead and text us. The phone number is 505-750-0304, and feel free to do that. Anyway, this is everyone's favorite segment.
Here's
that's right.
The mail, it never fails. It makes me want to wag my tail. When it comes, I want to whale mail.
Okay.
Famous fade out.
Patented fade out. And then we bring in the mail music.
Mail time.
Let's see. Instead of letting you guys pick what
just
order
read them top to bottom.
I'm actually going
to
read these in an order because some of them are aggressive.
Specific order or
oh,
like
goodness,
every once in a while I'm in a weird mood and I want to read the hate mail.
Oh yay, hate mail! You always shelter me.
Hate.
I don't think there's really any about you. Oh yes, there is. Uh-huh. There's one really short one about you.
I'm ugly. I'm
Peyton, who may be a boy or maybe also I stopped looking up cities.
That's okay.
I was.
You can't pronounce them anyway. At least do states though. Try and do states.
No, it's too much work. On days where I do this ahead of time, I'll get the states and the cities.
Okay, anyway, so Peyton, which could be a girl. I have a cousin named Peyton. And then you've got Peyton Manning, who's a boy. So
yeah,
whatever.
It could go either way.
Katrina said deuces at the end of the last episode.
I did.
And it will be the last episode I listen to.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Bye.
Whatever, if you don't like us.
I just posted, you posted a picture of me throwing deuces.
Did you buy anything on Amazon.com? Wait, no, you didn't? Okay, then you're dead to me anyway. That's right, listeners. If you don't buy stuff on Duo.com, like Jessica Taylor and Katrina tried, you're dead to me. You're dead to me.
I'm here.
You're dead to me.
Continue with your hate mail.
Here's the one related to you.
Related to me?
Yeah.
It's a cousin?
Many episodes back. Oh, this is from Jamie. I should say her name or she'll be upset. Maybe it's a guy. What's with the ambidextrous name? Or androgynous? Is it androgynous?
Whatever, I know what you mean.
Yeah, ambidextrous is the
double hands. Anyway.
Many episodes back.
Ambiguity. I'm slow processing here. Come on. Working with an IBM.
Amalgamation. Working with an IBM.
Because it's an old computer. Come on, work with me here.
Just keep
I'm working
reading.
With an IBM, sorry.
I know, right? Anyway.
Many episodes back, Katrina was talking about how her brother used to be bullied by idiots about being gay. And she never got it because obviously he's not. However, he was on that episode.
His recording.
And I didn't hear anything gay, so I just assumed it was some bigots being bigots and hateful. Then I
However,
heard. Then I heard that Duo Shop app.
I know, right?
I didn't even recognize him. He sounded like a modern-day Liberace.
Liberace?
It was ridiculous.
No, related to that, he texted me the other day.
Yeah?
After he actually got to listen to the show. He's like, did all of my commercials come out that bad?
I haven't edited any of them yet.
Poor
I
was like, Trevor.
Yes.
I need to get to him. Then when Seth mentioned that it was Trevor, I saw my jaw jump off my face.
Jump on her.
And hit the floor.
I wish I could have seen that.
Trevor, my man.
My man.
You gotta sound more manly.
I know, use your deep voice.
If you don't want to sound or be perceived as gay. I love gay people, and they deserve all the rights everyone else does, but Trevor, speak with a straight voice.
Men.
Hopefully you all know I love you, because I do. Bring Trevor back on sometime.
I'm working on it.
So, I think that was a love-hate letter. It might have been more advice.
And I agree.
And
he's also not as like used to the microphone.
Yes.
Like it works.
Well, I don't think the microphone had anything to do with him.
Well, I mean, I don't think so. He was focused on how he was trying to say things. And
hello, come on down to the duo shop. That's what he sounded like.
I know. I was trying to be. It's my brother. We love Trevor a little bit.
It's just. But come on now. Following that same vein of maybe a compliment, maybe not, maybe he likes us, maybe they don't.
Constructive criticism.
Dawn writes, Seth.
Seth.
Why don't you yell at kids to get off your lawn, and then eat prunes, and then go sleep with your body pillow, you old man? Video games are too complicated? Ha ha, you're such a loser. Poor you having to interact with people and move your big fat body around. Obviously, lots of people love these motion games and they wouldn't keep making them. So shut up about stuff you don't know anything about and stick to the stuff you are good at, like making fun of Katrina. Thanks.
One, you don't have a lawn. Two, you don't like prunes. Three, who gives a shit? Dang it!
It's okay. Now I gotta edit.
I was trying to be good with my mouth. Double ding!
Well, this whole segment will be edited out and available for $1.29. I would have put that on a t-shirt so bad. Another Katrina-ism added to the book.
Okay, next letter.
Anyway.
Moving on.
Here's one for you.
Yay.
Katie says... Hey, that sounded like you were Katie. Katie says, it's so true about people being glued to their cell phones. By the way, most of these are about like our what matters to us, which makes me feel happy people are connecting with our stories. There's a new phone coming out that automatically disables itself if it's traveling, which I think every phone should do.
That's
Katrina.
I'm going to die in 7 days.
Texting and driving is so unsafe.
I know.
I'd say I told you so once you got in an accident, but since texting and driving is worse than drinking and driving, you may not be around to hear it.
That's true.
Be responsible. I want lots more show for a long time to come.
And who was that?
Katie.
Okay, Katie, I'll be more careful.
She won't be.
I'll at least try. It'll be in my head. I'll be thinking Katie. I'm sorry, Katie.
I'm totally listening to everything you say.
But.
I'm not. Whatever. I needed that sheet.
Great.
Whatever. Go get it, Chris.
I should have rambled up this one because there's no more letters on it, but I'm dumb. So anyway.
No, I'm dumb.
Avery. There's another short one in here.
Okay.
It's my birthday this week.
Happy birthday!
Okay, I don't have to read the rest of it. She said, say happy birthday to me. Thanks, bye.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday. May all your dreams come true. Happy birthday.
No, you did it wrong. Happy birthday from all of us to you. You win.
Thank you, Chris,
for
correcting me.
We're on the air right now. You know that, right?
Are we?
We're doing a show. Hunting tens of people, 5 people listen.
They like our singing.
No, they don't.
Great.
Write us if you like your singing. We'll get no emails.
Whatever. Text us now.
Text us now if you love singing. 505.
Our singing.
Our singing.
Be specific.
Okay, if you like Chris and Katrina's duets, please text us right now at 505-750-0304. Yeah. Monica says, I know you guys were half joking about the zombies last episode, but I for one made sure to get my shelter ready for the zombie apocalypse. It's just weird how this guy ate a dude's face and then poof, no more news about it. I mean, have you guys heard any follow-ups? Because I sure haven't.
Yeah, the toxicology report won't come back for 2 weeks, then it'll come back up.
It's a good point, though.
I know.
It's true.
It's been 2 weeks.
Anyway, you said Monica?
It's been 2 weeks.
I know. Monica?
Yeah.
Will you leave room in your shelter for, you know, me and Seth?
I don't know how far away she lives. I didn't look up her city.
Huh?
Me and Katrina have got to repopulate the earth.
As well as we've got to bring the personality back.
I about made a really mean joke towards Katrina that was complimentary to you, but not to her. And I didn't do it. I've had enough fun juice that I think the things, but I know not to say.
Ooh, I don't like this
question. I about said that me and Katrina have to do it because she has better baby hips. I said it anyway.
All the things. You acknowledge my... Okay, that's another topic.
I stare at your gait all day, Katrina.
Next email. email and bring this. I gotta bring this up later.
Put that in the show description. Discussion of Katrina's gate.
They're probably gonna think country stuff.
That's not, okay.
Never mind.
Blake says, I'm so glad you're back, and I love the new format. Of course, Katrina would choose Sexy and I Know It for her intro song. However, I would like to mention, in fairness, I chose that for Katrina.
But you know it's my favorite song.
I didn't know that until the second, but there you go.
Yeah, you should not.
Is your microphone on?
No, I don't think it is. I can't hear her.
It's not.
Oh, it got turned off.
Probably when you were singing too loudly.
Probably.
I think it's funny she turned herself off. That just proves how bad she is.
Maybe
whatever.
God's hand came down and turned it off.
You're just jealous.
Yeah, I'm so jealous.
Yep.
Anyway.
It's okay, because that just is me freestyling.
I wouldn't expect anything less. Hopefully this doesn't mean an end to the opening skits, though, right? I know you said you weren't doing it, but does that mean ever?
No.
Say it ain't so.
Well, it ain't so. Yeah.
If we have a good, like,
idea.
Let's say hypothetically the Onega arsonist burns down another house tomorrow. There could be a segment next week with the Onega arsonist. Ouch. They just have to be relevant. That's basically it.
Or fun or creative or something just pops into our head like, oh, hey, let's do this.
Yeah, I think that's it.
What about the one you threw away?
It is. That was a search term. Do you want to run through them real quick?
Yes.
Yeah.
Someone.
You got five? I'll
Chris, grab
hop two.
Paper I threw up.
Hop two. That was cool.
I needed those papers too, actually. Can you grab
Can
those?
You
I'm dumb.
I'm dumb.
Well, they have the ending topics on
so
there.
So much for you being a machine. I'm a machine.
What is she? Thank you.
Okay, quit. Quit.
Stop
Let's
it.
Focus. Search terms!
Stop it.
Down, girl, down.
She'll be banned. Teach her a lesson.
You can't ban me.
You hear all my papers.
Yeah, we can.
It's horrible.
No, you can't.
Okay.
We're gonna lock for the door.
I'll sneak in here.
Search terms.
Search terms!
Number one search term.
No, do backwards.
Okay, number 25.
Yay!
No,
build the suspense!
Do it backwards!
But they're not in any particular
order. Okay, fine,
order.
Then just do them.
They're just written funny.
Okay,
number
fine.
One is Matthew Riddle. Shocker.
Why are people searching
for him? We haven't even talked
him?
About him this season.
People don't understand him, Katrina.
I don't understand
people
him.
See him out and about.
He's scary.
And they Google him, and Northside's the one that comes up. Just saying. He's terrifying.
Beaver.
Number two is WOH.com.
I think I'm going to
This is funny
up.
For two reasons, because we have whoa.com, which makes me laugh. And number two, people are searching for a .com. Just type it in.
Yeah.
When you search google.com. I'm dumb. Number three is Wolfpack Tattoo. It's a one that's been on the list all the time. Number four is Dude Sweet. Don't know. Number five, Unisex Icon. Don't
what?
Know. I don't understand that one either. Must be trying to look for you. Number six, Colton High School Logo. Number seven is Monisa, another strange person. Number eight is Inorganic Matter.
What?
Number nine is Brainstormers. Number 10 is Cars and Ladies. Like that one?
Yeah, I like
Number that. 11, randomly, is T-Sabs, a legitimate search term.
What is that?
By the way, it's weird. Seth and Brian has been taking off like crazy. It's the number one show on Duo right now. Besides this one, obviously. And I don't know why that is. Like, usually it's like this show, then Seth
Colby,
and Colby.
Colby.
Seth and Colby, and then like Beautiful Monsters, and then like, but now it's randomly Seth and Brian. I don't understand why it's happening, but it's okay because you pay for those episodes. Number 12, Beaver T-shirt.
Beaver.
Yes.
You can sell those. Go to the Duo shop. Like you're gonna hear Trevor saying about 3 minutes. Number 13 is Schlarty.
Schlarty bird fart.
Number 14 is most famous basketball players. Obviously looking for
Dwight
me.
Howard.
Number 15 is Buy Life shirt. This tells me that we are not promoting the Duo shop enough, because. It's duo.com/shop, but if they get there, I don't
know. You've got all sorts of merchandise there.
Yes.
Yep.
Number 17 Shirts. Is parents talking.
What?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Not very many parents on our shows.
No.
Looks like on Seth and Brian.
You.
Maybe that's the connection. Seth and Brian had Brian's dad on it quite a bit.
Connection.
Interesting. Number 18, conduction, my junction. Personal favorite on this whole list. Oh, wait. It's tied.
Okay.
Homeless puppies. I don't know why that's so funny to me, but
I don't
love
know it's funny either, but it makes
those
sense.
Those sad puppy commercials just make me laugh. Oh, those puppies are dying. It's funny. Number 19
already
is
dead.
Sweet Wave.
Sweet Wave?
Number 20, the other one that's tied from number one for me. Black Boys on Colby. Yeah.
I got that one.
Number 21 is KTRD, which we all know is our
K-tard!
Radio station.
K-tard! K-tard! Yes, I forgot about that one.
There's a shirt that says Kate Hart on it. Please buy it.
I need to freaking buy some shirts.
Number 22 is Walmart Wrangler jeans. Number 23 is Fluffy Parrot. And number 24 is Matthew Beaver. And number 25 is Colton Black. He's not. But there you go.
Pictures right there.
Yeah, but anyway, it's, yeah, the pictures on the website too, like five of them. He's obviously white. It's hilarious. Are you sure? Because Matthew Beaver, Fluffy Parrot, K-Tard, Sweet Wave, Buy Life shirt, Beaver t-shirt, like what was that, five or six, maybe seven, are all shirts that are being sold in the shop. So it's obvious that we're not promoting the shop enough. Go to Duo.com/shop, DEWOH.com. We have tons of merch there for lots
Maybe
of people.
Maybe we should do that more than Amazon.
No, because we don't make a lot more money off Amazon, potentially. But anyway, and we're going to add more merch to the shop. But we'll come back and we'll talk about that after this beautiful ad that we're going to hear, where Trevor describes the Duo shop.
Very happily.
Yes. Happily is a good word for that.
Well, I know.
Yep. Anyway, we'll be... That was my bad. I turned myself off way too early. I had a twitchy finger. We'll be right back.
Oh no, it's glitching.
The soundboard's on the fritz. It's not operator error. It's the soundboard, I promise.
Uh-huh.
The live show isn't loading.
Yeah, what's happening?
Just
spray
fade
more
out.
WD-40 on here.
K-Tard!
This is life.
Welcome back to Life, segment four, the end of the show.
No.
Somehow we came in on time.
I know, right?
What?
I actually don't know how that happened.
I don't either.
It's a miracle.
I kind of helped push it, because there's a lot of things I was going to say stuff, and I'm like, I need to stop.
Let's get it out right now.
I don't remember any of it. It was past two.
Okay, cool. Anyway, this is the part of the show where we say our goodbyes to you, and where we pimp everything we have.
And we lose viewers.
Yes, yeah. And everyone exit the stream.
I used to say Asta. I'm surprised I didn't lose people when I said Asta.
Deuces.
Versus deuces. I'm sorry.
I'm not surprised
not
at all.
Really.
Deuces is much worse. Anyway.
You have to explain that to me later.
There are two ways you can get this show. It releases on Wednesday free for everybody on iTunes and everywhere else that podcasts are not sold, but distributed freely. And that's at duo.com/life, and you can click subscribe and go to iTunes and get it that way. Or you can pay $1.29, which is super cheap, better than saving a dog's life. Pay $1.29 to us. It is, Katrina.
I know.
It is.
I saved a dog's life. There
you
go.
So Katrina saved enough dogs for everybody listening. And, well, that's enough. One dog's enough. And go buy our show. What you get is you get a high-quality version of this episode. Like, for example, people who bought the show are the only ones that'll be able to notice this.
Yeah, I don't like that. Quit.
You're ruining our sales pitch. You're supposed to love that.
It was so awesome.
Thank you, Chris.
You got her.
Anyway.
Yeah!
So, go buy the episode, and then you also get the live video if you couldn't watch Monday, or even if you did watch Monday, you get to
you
own
can
it.
You watch it again.
Forever. So go do that.
Forever.
Forever. So $1.29 at duo.com/life, DEWOH.com/LIFE. That's the
And
name.
Don't forget, we've got merchandise in the shop, DEWOH/shop.
You skipped way ahead, but that is true. We do have merchandise there.
Don't go to DEWOH/shop.
It's a .com/shop.
You did not say .com.
People know that there's a .com. Come on, people. If you don't know that by now,
everybody
then
knows, but Katrina.
You shouldn't be there.
Anyway. Happy juice is flowing. We know it is. Anyway, so it's also commercial free. It's uncensored. You get to hear the funny things that Katrina said during the letters. And you also get the video. So it's totally worth your $1.29. Go check that out every week, the same Wednesday that this show comes out for free.
Juice is flowing.
Yes, and deuces. Anyway, you can also go and like Duo on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and then give us a good review on iTunes. All those things help because word of mouth, honestly, is the best way to help us. Going through Amazon is great, and I totally expect you and demand that you do it. But telling your friends is also great for this show.
You
so
can get great
even
pictures
even when
of
you're
Katrina
listening to this show, just tweet and say I'm listening to Life right now. You should check it out and like stuff like
and
that.
And then of course you know tag us in that hashtag
will help us immensely. And we give away lots of cool stuff on Facebook and Twitter and all that type of stuff. So and all the people who are emailing me wanting their posters that I gave away, I got the envelopes this last week and I'm gonna mail them out this week. So
how
you'll
many
be
do we
you'll
have
be getting
four?
Them pretty soon. I have 10 to give away. I've only given away four.
Wait. Are those all Life ones?
There's four Life ones left, and then there's four Seth and Colby ones left, and then there's the copy sheet that all of us signed, including Trevor, that we haven't given away yet. Yeah. Saving that
I
for a rainy day.
I wonder if What's-Her-Face would like it.
Who's What's-Her-Face?
The one with the constructive criticism, or him? Him or her? Jamie, maybe.
I don't know. They all gave constructive criticism to them. No. We'll give one away now. Email us and I'll mail you a life poster. Signed by me, Chris,
no.
Katrina.
Text us now.
There are not enough people watching, probably.
Nah, touche.
But if you want, if you do text us now, I'll send you a poster. But if you don't, email us. Anyway, so follow us on iTunes, follow us on Twitter, follow us on Facebook, and we'd appreciate that. Also, more importantly, email us your stupid letter so I can spend most of my day going through and getting the stupid
making
things.
Making me happy.
And make Katrina happy. And you can do that at life@duo.com, L-I-F-E, shift2, D-E-W-O-H, period, C-O-M. That is the email address. And like Katrina said, go buy stuff at the Duo shop. We're going to be adding some more shirts very soon. Hopefully next week I'll be less busy. This is just really busy right now for some reason. Can't explain it, but next week I should be less busy, and I'll be adding merch to the to the store. And it's not just...
I'm dumb.
I don't know what... Oh, I know what happened. I hit the wrong button. I'm stupid.
Obviously.
Anyway, there's not just live shirts on there. If you're a Seth and Colby or Seth and Brian, or just an all-around Duo fan, there's hoodies, there's shirts, there's women's fitted tees, there's buttons, there's stickers, there's best-of CDs, there's DVDs, there's a whole bunch of crap on there that you can go. And all that stuff directly...
We got something for everyone.
...directly helps this show. Yeah.
It does.
Well, it helps Duo, which right now is
directly
the show.
Helps.
So until tomorrow when I do a new show.
Keep your hands off that.
But anyway, also watch us live next week.
Yeah. Monday night at 8.
Monday night at 8 p.m. Central Time.
And with music beforehand. And
yes.
Possibly mm-hmm. commentary.
Probably commentary.
Possibly commentary.
Probably not commentary. Anyway. But listen, because you never know. And it's never going to be released or sold because I'm not recording it. So you only get to hear it once.
It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity every week.
Yes, it is. Oh, hashtag.
Waste 2 hours of your life.
Anyway.
Nope, just one.
It's time for deuces.
Nah.
Yeah.
I'm not feeling like deuces today. We lost viewers last
time. All right, what are you going to do today?
I don't know.
Okay, let's go. Let's do it.
I got nothing.
Trays.
I know. I was going to really be thinking. I'm like, I'm out.
Anyway, thank you for listening.
Always.
We'll see you again.
Always a pleasure.
Next week. Have a great week, everybody.
Woo, woo. It's hump day for those of you who just bought it. Wednesday, middle of the week. Come on, people.
Oh.
Oh, goodness.
Okay.
Why do people not get that joke?
Because Seth has had a little too much to drink.
No, it just was a bad joke.
It was not. You're a bad joke.
Sorry. Anyway.
Anyway, let's leave.
Yep.
Let's
thank you all for listening. See you next week. I'm waiting for Katrina to say something.
I got nothing this time. Okay, bye. Woohoo.
All right, bye.
Bye.
This is life.
Ice age heat wave can't complain. If the world's at large, why should I remain? Walked away to another plant. Gonna find another place, maybe one I can stand. I move on to another day, to a whole new town with a whole new way. Went to the porch to have a thought. Got to the door and again I couldn't stop. You don't know where and you don't know when, but you still got your words and you got your friends. Walking on to another day. Work a little harder, work another way. Well, baby, I ain't got no plan. Gonna float on, maybe would you understand? Gonna float on, maybe would you understand? Well, I float on, maybe would you understand? Days get shorter and the nights get cold. I like the autumn, but this place is getting old. I pack my belongings and I head for the coast. It might not be a lot, but I feel like I'm making the most. The days get longer and the nights smell green. I guess it's not surprising, but it's spring and I should leave. I like songs about drifters, books about the same. They both seem to make me feel a little less insane. Walked on off to another spot. I still haven't gotten anywhere that I want. Did I want love? Did I need to know? Why does it always feel like I'm caught in an undertow? themselves to death against the lights, adding their brains to the summer nights. Outside water like air was gray. I didn't know what I had that day. Walk a little farther to another plane. You said that you did, but you didn't understand. I know it's starting over, it's not what life is about. But my thoughts were so loud I couldn't hear my mouth. My thoughts were so loud I couldn't hear my mouth. My thoughts were so loud.